Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
4 o'clock hour of Hawk and Crowder. Dono in for Hawk today. By the way, my friends, we got a great contest for you. A chance to meet and get an autograph and photo with Jaime Jaquez Jr. at Hollywood Collectibles on Sunday, March 3rd. For your chance to win, text the word Miami to 20357. That's Miami to 20357, and you just might win. Can't wait to win? Go to HollywoodCollectibles.com and purchase tickets. This is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. By the way, Crowder, somebody on the text line wants to know, are you staying at the Kansas City Bonvoy Hotel? Do they have a Bonvoy in KC?
Marriott Bonvoy. Thank you, Texter. I'm looking at the TV screen right now. Good afternoon, Mr. Crowder, Ambassador Elite.
Wow, so you got status there at the Bonvoy.
Big man. They just gave me a free Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper. Man, I'm big time.
You.
Yeah, at the break, I went and got me a drink, and they said, what room? I said, 1,001. Oh, hello, sir. No problem. It's not even, you know, you get it for free. I said, thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
I like that. Well, I always feel like a platinum elite when I step in to a Dan Day headline segment. What do we got, Dan?
They're brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Former Dolphins executive Mike Tenenbaum suggests the Dolphins trade wide receiver Jalen Waddle straight up for Kansas City. We know that's where Crowder's at. Cornerback Trent McDuffie.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask Crowder about that. And even Tyreek Hill already came out and called the idea ludicrous. Obviously, you know, Hill's going to stand up for his teammate, but I tend to agree, Crowder. You know, the idea, because Hill, he's on the back nine. I don't know how much longer he's going to be a Miami Dolphin. Jalen Waddle just turned 26, which is still relatively young for a wide receiver. He's still got a lot of football in front of him. If I'm a Miami Dolphin fan, I'm not in any hurry to trade Jalen Waddle away. I want him to be a building block for the future, not somebody you deal away.
Oh, man, I didn't even see this. But Trent McDuffie is a monster.
He is a good player.
Trent McDuffie, bro, that's all pro. That's all pro is like the best in the world at his job. So let me just say, Trent McDuffie's better at playing corner than Jalen Waddle is at playing receiver. Because Jalen Waddle's not an all pro receiver. So I would say that. I love Jalen Waddle. I think him and Tyreek as a 1 and 2 is amazing, but I don't know if they can pay him because they got to play Jalen Phillips. They got to pay Tua. Sooner or later, this roster has to get younger because they just played Bradley Chubb. They have to play Christian Wilkins. Like, I think that's the thought, is that they're going to have to skimp somewhere, and they can't keep two $30 million receivers, because I think Jalen Waddle is going to get $20-plus million a year. But also Trent McDuffie is going to get $20-plus million a year. You know what I'm saying? So Xavier Howard, Jalen Ramsey, who Jalen can still play. Oh, I don't know if X can still play. Like, if X can still play at an all-pro level, Jalen Ramsey is an all-pro cornerback. So those are decisions to be made. But I would say I like Trent McDuffie as a corner more than I like Jalen Waddle as a receiver. But that's Chris Greer's decision to make.
It's not Mike Tannenbaum's decision to make.
Yes.
And Tannenbaum, he hasn't worked for the Dolphins for 6 years, but he still, you know, talks a lot about hypothetical Dolphins deals.
This is the thing. It's even, I love Herm Edwards. I love all those guys, right? If you were that good at your job, you still have your job.
Right.
Like Mike Tannenbaum, nobody hired you as a GM. Now you're on TV, but now you want to make GM moves on TV. Not bad mouthed. Only person I hate that just does is Mel Kiper's the guy, because he's never been in the NFL locker room in his life.
Right.
But it's some guys that are making GM moves on TV that don't have jobs because they weren't good at their job, and it's surprising.
What else we got, Dan?
Inter Miami, they open their 2024 MLS campaign tonight at 8 against Real Salt Lake. Messi expected to play most of the game because he's supposed to be supposedly all healthy. It's going to be at Chase Stadium, formerly Drive Pink Stadium.
Yeah, I knew, Crowder, that you know Messi missed some friendlies with injury. I didn't realize there was almost an international incident with China because China thought he was like missing games for political statements. It's like, to me, like Messi's not like, he's not LeBron. Like, I don't think Messi makes political statements. I think Messi wants everyone to spend money on him and support it. I don't think Messi's out there taking stands.
No, Messi's old. Old people need time off, Dono. That's what it needs. That's what old Messi's old.
Yeah.
And that's what he wasn't making a statement. No. But I saw on TV that they said Tata said he can play the entire game if they need him to. So
right. Well, like if they offered you a comedy gig in Beijing, would you do it if the money was right?
Yes. Anywhere. The money's
North
right.
Korea?
What's this? Live golf? Give me a live golf money, Dono. I'll do comedy anywhere. They have a translator. I don't even care if the jokes hit. Give me the check.
Yeah, the check's clear whether the jokes hit or not.
That's right. Checks.
That one of the reasons, it's funny you say that one of the reasons I started doing it, the comedy when I did Miami Improv last month, I think, was that Desi Banks, he's a comedian online and all, he's on tour now, actually. And he told me, he was like, hey, once they call your name and you walk on the stage, the check's already in the bank. So you can go up there and dance around a pole if you want to. The check is going to hit after an hour hit. So he was like, if you have an hour or not, he was like, the check's going to hit. And I went up, that's one of my wife was the biggest push. But Desi saying that was like the last final push to me saying, man, I got to get a comedy date.
Good for you. I thought it was Hawk who talked you into it, because I remember he did an improv show years ago, which he actually was really funny. Like, he did a great job. I don't think he has your comedy chops, but even he did a good job.
Hawk is supposed to give 10 minutes and Daniel on March 3rd.
Ooh.
There you go. I'll definitely be there then.
It's gonna Marcos,
Marcos Gonzalez,
the producer of Leroy and Tobin and Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
He's the host. Luis Diaz is he's the second comedian, and then we actually are trying to talk Hawk into doing like a 5 or 10 minute set before I come on.
He should.
Yeah.
He so should.
Kane's got a tall task on the hardwood tonight, especially since Nigel Pack will not be playing. They face 8th-ranked Duke, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, they got Jared McCain has been red hot for them, Crowder, their freshman, and they got 7-foot Kyle Filipowski. But it's like I take a lot of pride in beating Duke, and Miami's done that a lot on their home floor in recent years. This is going to be a really tough one. With the way Miami's played, they're on a 4-game losing streak, no Nigel Pack tonight. Miami's got to hit a lot of 3-point shots if they have any chance tonight. They're going to have to put up some prayers and hope they have, like, you know, one of those 65-70% type shooting nights tonight.
Yeah. What was it? Wong left and Justin Miller?
Jordan Miller.
Jordan Miller. Yeah. Those two guys. I didn't know how big of a piece they were to the team until I started watching them this year with those guys not on the team. Well, Norchad O'Meara, he's showing out.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a big can't carry a team nowadays, I don't believe.
Yeah, he's got to, like, Miami can maybe have a chance if he doesn't foul out, but if he picks up like his fourth foul with, like, you know, 15 minutes left in the game, we're in big trouble.
Curtains.
Yeah, Duke's got some big bodies too to throw at him, so we'll see.
Yep.
The Heat, they continue their 8-day All-Star break. They're back in action Friday at 8 o'clock against the Pelicans in New Orleans.
I like it. I'm looking forward to watching the Heat back, Crowder. I'm also, you know, I'm looking forward to hearing J.J. Redick call games for Milwaukee with what he said about Doc Rivers. So the NBA cannot come back quickly enough for me.
Yeah. The Heat are going to win that one because Zion Williamson had a week off.
That's right. He's been at the buffets.
What? He's been eating.
Man.
And for somebody who has, you know, somebody has weight troubles, that's not a good city to be in because there's a lot of fried food around there.
I'm telling you, he should have been to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Nothing to eat there.
Oklahoma City.
Juicy Lucy's. It's a burger with cheese inside.
I've heard about that.
They would have called him those too.
They would have called him Juicy Lucy Williamson if he.
I like all the bad pub he's gotten over the past year, but that is all just overshadowed by his weight.
Yep.
I'd rather be known by the other things he got in trouble for, but you know, no, just he's known as fat.
Joe, read them. Just go read them. I can't talk about them. They're interesting, though. I don't go to that search.
That's my, more set for the Dania Improv on March 3rd. Unacceptable. <Yes.
laughs> I don't go to that search.
And real quick, college football playoff has approved a 5+7 format. They will take the 5 highest ranked conference champions and the next highest ranked 7 teams. The rules in effect for this coming season.
Yeah, it made sense, Crowder, because since, you know, the Pac-12 is now, you know, Pac-2, they had to, because they were going to do a 6+6, but, you know, now that the Pac-12 is not really a thing anymore, they made it a 5+7. So that's the format that makes sense. 5 highest-ranked conference winners, 7 at-large, which is mostly going to be SEC and Big Ten teams, I'm sure. But I like the 12-team playoff. You know, they could eventually reach a point where it gets too big if they start talking about 16 or more than that. But to me, the 12 is good because more inclusive, more teams, more excitement. And, you know, I know people are like, well, what would happen, you know, when number one takes on the 8 seed or whatever? I think, especially with the super conferences now, I think there's going to be more parity than people realize.
Oh, 100%. It's a genius marketing and financial move, because this is going to be bigger than the NFL playoffs.
Yes.
Because those markets are gigantic. We talked about the expansion. We're like, Tuscaloosa is the size of my hotel room, but the Alabama fan base is gigantic. Yep. So these fan bases and all those top teams are going to be in there. Texas is going to make it. Alabama, Michigan, you know, Florida State, Florida, like those teams. So this is genius for the financial
Miami.
Side.
Miami, I hope.
I don't know about y'all's fan base with 10,000 students, but to the point, like
you
Miami
travel well.
They do travel well, but yeah. That's the thing about this. This is a genius business move for college football, and I like it because of the fact, like the Boise States of back in the day, like when South Florida had their little run, USF had their UCF and USF had their little run. Get in there, and nobody can argue about it. You're going to play the best, beat the best. So when we had 4 or 5 would argue, if you're not 12, if you're 13, shut the hell up. You're 13. I can see 5 arguing. I can't see 13 arguing. I think 12 is a perfect number.
Yeah. And college football is becoming such just a powerhouse. You know, you think about the TV deals now, the playoff is going to be huge. The freaking video game, Crowder, when that thing, because that video game hasn't been around. It's been an 11-year hiatus. That is going to, when that gets released, and yeah, obviously the long hiatus is going to help the sales, but that's going to sell more like the opening, you know, week than probably any Madden game ever has, because the anticipation, nobody's been able to play that game since, you know, 2013 or whatever it was. Yeah. I mean, maybe they play it on like their old PlayStation 3 or whatever, but no one's played a new version of that game in so long. That thing is going to shatter records when that EA Sports game comes out.
And, You know, the Pivot crew is on the new Madden, and that's EA Sports.
I love that. Yeah.
I'm trying to put some emails in to see if maybe I let me get my voice on the college football, big homie. So I'm trying to put some calls in.
I love it. Anything else, Dan?
Yeah, weather from the Mesmond Dover Law Firm, your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations, 24-7, 866-954-MORE. It's supposed to be beautiful like today all the way through Friday. Saturday, you're going to get some more cloud cover.
Now, did you know I got paid for being on 2 seasons of the college football thing?
No.
I was in the litigation. Well, all of it. I wasn't. My name
was
on
there. The O'Bannon thing. Yeah. Oh, I think I did know that, actually, which I was happy for you.
And I thought I was about to break the bank. I thought I could retire. It was like $300 a year. So I got a check for like $540 after taxes for being on two years of the college football game.
Jeez. Oh, I mean, good for you. Well, like, was it the same for everybody, or like did Tebow get more than you?
No, it was the same for everybody.
Really?
Yep. That was, and you brought up Tebow. Tebow was bigger. But I'm like, man, I was like the captain in Florida's defense.
Yeah.
Like, they knew I was like a 93 or something. I'm like, hey man, you know who 55 was running around on in you know, Ben Hill Griffin. Yeah, 540, 2 years. Spent it on, I think I bought bikes for my kids or something. Like,
hey, it wasn't. Something. You can thank Ed O'Bannon for those bikes.
And they grew out of them in like 8 months.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. We can step into that day spa, Dan?
Of course we can. Yeah. A Kentucky couple held their wedding in a gas station's disco-themed bathroom the other day.
That sounds like something they do in Kansas City, where Crowder is right now.
Man, these. Listen, I won't talk bad about people, but yes, that could happen in Kansas City.
Very well. Hold on, let
me rewind that for a second. They have a disco room in the gas station.
No,
is that
bathroom
a common thing?
The bathroom is disco themed.
Disco themed. That's where they had their wedding. Disco themed bathroom.
Couldn't be too many people there though.
No,
it's a bathroom.
Small wedding.
Big bathroom.
Where are you going?
Is that the first place they made whoopee?
Maybe, hey.
That could be.
There we go.
Oh, happy innings for everyone.
Oh, I love it. We got Channing Crowder here. Dono in for Hawk Day. I think Hawk, I know I've seen Solana, who's engaged now. Congratulations to he and Valentina. That's so awesome.
Yes.
Like, he's off in Italy. I guess Hawk is in Little Italy, right? He's been in New York?
New York, yeah. Looking weird.
I noticed that.
Man.
And then, like,
his videos are weird.
Is he vacationing with Chris Whittingham?
Well, I think Whitty's up there already. I don't know if they vacation together, but I saw the pictures, and he looks weird, and his wife's just unhappy. Like, yeah, his pictures are weird. Hawk's weird.
Yeah, I just thought it was weird. How, like, I'm looking at pictures of Hawk's vacation, and Chris Whittingham is like on, like, is he sleeping on the pullout sofa in the hotel room? Like, it's weird. Like, why is he on vacation with Whittingham? I thought that was very odd.
Third wheel. Yeah, there goes. Him and his wife are in the bed. Whitty's on the pullout couch right next to him.
I think the wife might be the third wheel in that scenario.
I feel sorry for Lori.
We'll continue Hawk and Crowder show here on AM 560 Sports WQAM.
Go crazy, Miami! Go crazy, Hurricane fans!
Hawk and Crowder.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
People can be so mean on the Kendall Toyota West Kendall Toyota text line. Somebody wanted to know if the new college football video game is going to have a Frank Gore running over Channing Crowder button on it.
Is that funny? Jimmy, are you laughing, Jimmy?
I see Jimmy laughing.
Are you laughing, Jimmy? Listen. Frank Gore is a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
You know, I'll be honest. When Tony Gonzalez was guarded by me, I couldn't cover him. Antonio Gates, I couldn't cover. Like, you know, Steve Smith, I couldn't cover. Frank Gore was a hell of a running back. Yeah. And there was a play, Dono, in the old Orange Bowl in the Brock Berlin game where Frank did some Frank things and I might have been on the field.
In all seriousness, I would, if they do like the ultimate teams and I can play with like classic teams and players, I'm going to be all over that. Like I'm going to be using the 2001 Canes, 87, 91. Like I'll probably use old teams more than I use. No disrespect to my modern day Canes, but I'm going to be all over those classic teams.
I was cleaning out, me and my wife were cleaning out the office, and I found my plaque of the all century team of University of Florida.
Look at you.
And I'm one of the all-century linebackers on the University. So if they have an all-star team in Florida, I think it was myself, Mike Peterson, And I forget who the third guy was, but yeah, I was on the All-Century team in Florida. Might have been Curse. I think Curse. They labeled Curse as a linebacker where he was a defensive end.
Yeah.
But both of those guys were better than me. I was a close third to Mike Peterson and Javon Curse.
That's still an honor, and you know, I will be looking for any Gainesville advice when I go up there for the game on August 31st, Miami at Florida. I will definitely I will be asking Crowder's recommendations.
Don, I'll be first off. Go to Ballyhoo's.
Okay.
Ballyhoo's is the best restaurant in Gainesville. The food's delicious. Don't call me because I'm not hanging out with you because I know you're gonna wear Cane stuff, and we're kind of arrogant in Gainesville, so I got a reputation to uphold. I can't hang out with y'all in Gainesville. I love y'all to death, but I can't hang out with you in Gainesville, Donovan.
Yeah, I'm just gonna find like the hand, and there's gonna be a lot of Miami fans up there. You're right. I'm gonna be totally obnoxious. I'm gonna be with other Miami fans. I'm gonna be wearing kind of like I am today and every day. I'm gonna be wearing like me and Josie Gackey will be there wearing Canes gear from head to toe.
Well, you know, I'll be on the field, so I'll wave just. Text me where you're at, and I'll wave up to you, in the crowd.
What an honor. You know, we were talking earlier, Crowder, about tough decisions the Dolphins have to make. It seems like Xavien Howard may already be on social media kind of saying goodbye to the Dolphins. You know, a question about how much of a hometown discount he would be willing to take. Now, listen, I've loved X as a player here for many years. I could accept – you know, losing him someplace else. You know, he's wrong side of 30. You know, he had the 10 interception year in it was either 2020 or 2021. In the three seasons since, he's combined for 8 interceptions in 3 years after that. I don't think he's quite the player he once was. I could stomach losing that guy. I will wish him the best, but that's one. You know, I'm going to lose a lot of sleep over whatever happens with Christian Wilkins, for example. With X, I think I can say goodbye.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You're right. He's on the wrong side of 30. And he's still – and I'll tell you this with X. I'll start by saying this, Dono. Don't be upset when he goes and has 7 interceptions for the Carolina Panthers or something next year. Because he can still play ball. X can still play. But I'm with you. There are so many more younger, more impactful players that we have to sign with X eating up $20 million out of – salary cap. So like Cam has to step up. Cam Smith has to step up. Like there's some guys that need to step up in that position. Nick Needham, he came back off the injury where I don't think he was where he's supposed to be this year, but they have to replace X. But I wouldn't be upset. I would be upset if Jalen Ramsey wasn't here.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be that upset if X isn't here.
Well, I want your take on Cam Smith. Like, do you think he can play? Was it just Fangio was too stubborn to put him on the field? Or do you think he might have been maybe a liability in practice? Like, what do you think was going on there with Cam Smith?
I don't know. Honestly, and I've asked people about it, and everybody just shrugs their shoulders for them to take him as high as they did in the draft, where me and Hawk were laughing, where Cam Smith should go up to, what is it, Weaver, the new DC?
Anthony Weaver.
Go in his office, push the desk in front of the door and say, let me see my file. Like, let me see why I'm not on the field. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, why can I not play Vic Fangio's? And you take it like, but there's been no story come out about Fangio not liking Cam, but there's something that had to happen for him not to be on the field, for them to put Kader Kohu on Stephon Diggs every damn play in that first Bills game and not even give Cam Smith a chance to do it. He's long. He's like the new age cornerback. Long, rangy, can run. Why can't he get on the field? And I hope that Anthony Weaver can find a way to get him out there, find a way to figure out how to, I guess, you know, the cliches, push his buttons, you know, work him the right way, figure out where he fits in the defense or something like that. Because for them to take him that high and use that much draft equity on him and for him not to touch the damn field, for him to be running down on punts 3 or 4 times a game, like, it's ridiculous. I've seen guys that what's his name? Rob Ninkovich.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Rob Ninkovich?
I sure do, yeah.
When Rob Ninkovich was – and people don't even know. People don't even remember because they remember having a Patriot, and now he's on TV and all that. Yeah. Rob Ninkovich was a Dolphin before he was a Patriot. Rob Ninkovich was terrible. He was I brought up his name just to make the point where I don't know, like, I'm not smart enough to know why he was terrible as a Dolphin, but when he was on the Dolphins, he couldn't touch the field. Like, even when they put him in with the ones, I'd look at him and roll my eyes like, why they put this big hairy dude out here, man? This dude is terrible. Then he goes to the Patriots, starts and makes plays, sacks, interceptions, and all that stuff. So I think systems and I think coaches can maximize players like the Patriots maximize Rob Ninkovich. Hopefully the new DC, the new defensive scheme can maximize Cam Smith.
I wonder how long that Patriots rebuild is going to be. I mean, they got my guy, they put my guy Alonzo Highsmith in their front office, but that is a that could be a long rebuild, Crowder. I mean, obviously the Bills are still the Bills. Unfortunately, we'll see what happens with the Dolphins. The Jets seem to be, you know, on the way up a little bit, but the Patriots might be bad for a while.
Yeah, they will. It's going to be at least 10 years, close to 10 years till they compete. Cause Josh Allen's young.
Yeah.
Tua's young. Right. If they do replace Tua, and I would talk about it earlier, if they replace Tua, but I think Mike McDaniel, his offensive scheme and his mind is going to maximize whatever he has on the field. So yeah, I think the Patriots, they dominated for years. We remember, just think about the teams that were good back in the day. Like, there's times where guys have windows, and Patriots had a hell of a window because I was a part of the AFC East when the Patriots were dominating football. And those windows closed. So I would say I think I'm with you. I think it'd be close to double digit years until they win the AFC East again. Not even the Super Bowl, even compete in the AFC East again. It'd be close to 10 years.
If I were a Patriot fan, I'm not, I despise them, but if I were a Patriot fan, I would have no regrets because they were living a charmed life for 20 years, right? I mean, like, is that the longest window of dominance in NFL history? Because, like, you know what, you know, growing up, I saw, you know, a Cowboys dynasty, but that was less than a decade long. You know, there have been like eras of dominance for like the 49ers, and like the Steelers were always relevant, but it was, you know, probably not a dynasty since like the 70s. Like the Patriots probably had the longest NFL dynasty ever.
That's a hell of a point. You brought it up, the Troy Aikman, Emmitt, the Emmitt Troy, Michael Irvin time, but that wasn't 20 years.
No.
And then the Joe Montana, Steve Young window, Jerry Rice, and Sam Fran, but that wasn't 20 years either.
Yeah, it was close. That might have been the closest one.
That would be the closest one, but no, man, that Brady Belichick, it is what it is. I always talk about it, and it's funny, and it's not recency bias, but I've talked about it with Bill Belichick before and Andy Reid, honestly. Even when he was with the Eagles, there was every single game you can watch as much film as you want. They'd always have something new. You'd always see a new formation, a new shift, a new something. And you're like, oh, okay. And you, like, they got us. It's funny. Like, they figured out what we're running. They got us on this. And that was Andy and Belichick. Belichick's a hell of a coach. He's one of the best ever. But it's just like Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Like, Patrick Mahomes in Carolina would not be a two-time Super Bowl MVP right now. He got a perfect situation with an amazing play caller, and he's super talented. Brady was a Dolphin. So if Brady was playing under Cam Cameron and Tony Sperano, is he a six-time NFL, you know, six-time or seven-time Super Bowl champion? No. It's that perfect combination of quarterback and coach that make dynasties happen.
But at least, but to Brady's credit, I know he was only part of one dynasty, but he did win a Super Bowl in Tampa. So that's why, like, I give Brady more credit than I give Belichick, because Brady did it two different places. Belichick couldn't do it without Brady.
And we interviewed Byron Leftwich when Brady was there, who was the offensive coordinator. You know, Bruce Arians called the plays, but Brady brought his offense in. Brady, the same terminology was there. Like, Brady brought everything from New England, his entire offense, to Tampa, what he likes, what he knows, and won it. But it's funny, when you ask the question, what did we say? The Troy Aikman Cowboys, the Joe Montana, Steve Young. Like, it's the quarterback coach combination is what makes it. And that's what it is, and that's what you have to find right now to have the quote-unquote dynasties that we're speaking of.
We'll wrap up the 4 o'clock hour when we come back. AM 560 Sports, WQAM.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You look slightly zooted.
You know, I might have tailgated a little bit.
Hawk and Crowder.
Let's check our stock market close. Brought to you by Miami Lakes Auto Mall. Start the new year in a new ride with no payments for 90 days. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. All right, so the Dow Jones closes up 48 points, NASDAQ down 49 points, sorry, Dan, and the S&P 500 up 6.3 points at the stock market close. Got the Channing Crowder with us, Hawk and Crowder Show. Dono filling in for Hawk today. We got Dan Day filling in for Solana. We got Jimmy filling in for Jimmy. He's not filling in for anybody. He's just Jimmy. Somebody, man, Crowder, I told you, people on this text line are mean. Somebody said, because Solana got engaged during his trip to Italy.
Yeah.
Texter in the 305 says, did Valentina say yes? Why? We've been together for a long time, Texter. Who are you to stand in the way of true love?
Listen, let me read what I might be the curmudgeonous old man, but I text Solana today.
What'd you text him?
I text, congrats, bro, the first text. So that's the first text. I'll say congrats. You're engaged. You're getting married. Congrats. And I told him after that, my next text, I waited about 2 minutes. I said, it will work if you want to be happy and not right. Being right on topics and arguments is always an opinion. Being happy is a choice. If you don't understand it now, you will in about 4 or 5 years. As a married man, Donald, is that great advice?
1,000%. I've been married 12 years. I've only been right one time, and it nearly resulted in a divorce.
It's
throwing that out there.
Right. Right is opinions. I don't know if we're helping somebody right now, but right. You bring it up. I had to read it. If you want to be right, you're going to get divorced. If you want to be happy, you'll be married forever.
Because even when you are right, you're wrong.
I don't want to agree with you, Dono, but I'm nodding my head yes as I'm looking at you. But it's just this, you want to be right or you want to be happy. That's the decision you have to make in marriage.
Absolutely. And, you know, spend like a Crowder's smart. You do all the traveling and stuff like you making your time, you know, valuable and scarce is the key to a happy marriage. Like my wife and I work opposite schedules. We see each other for like an hour a day. Couldn't be happier.
Yes. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Absolutely.
No, no. You say you're 12?
12 years in, yeah.
We're 12. We'll be 13 in April. April 23rd, we'll be 13 years. So I'm right there with you. Okay. But we've been together for 15 years.
Yeah, about the same here, yeah.
Yeah, just be happy, man. Just make happiness. Don't make decisions. Make happiness.
I get a text. My buddy Jim is listening. He says, I'd rather be happy than right.
Listen, Jimmy. Dan, no, y'all aren't married. This is great advice. Whenever you find them, don't try to be right. Just be happy. Make happiness. Don't make your opinion known too much.
Yeah, because like I feel like Solana is the type who would like cling to some really pointless arguments, like Messi has scored 6,000 career goals. Like I feel like he would take certain things way too far. Sometimes you have to know when to surrender.
Yes, it's what. When my wife asked me about this, it's funny. She knows it. One of our biggest arguments is, do you have money on this game? No, baby. I enjoy watching basketball. Like I enjoy basketball. Like can I just watch basketball? And about a year in, whenever she says, did you have money on this game? I said, nope. And I changed the channel. I put on Game of Thrones or whatever the hell she wants to watch. No money on this game, baby. It's okay.
That's also smart advice because, like, you know, so a couple weeks ago, the Super Bowl was on, and I made the mistake of revealing to my wife how many separate prop bets I had on the game. She looked at me like I grew a second head. Like, when I tried to explain to her, if they put Taylor Swift on TV one more time, I lose $30. Like that was, it was weird. And oh, Reba McEntire held the note for a half second too long. I just lost $45 on that. Like she could not believe the depths of where I will go to enjoy what should already be enjoyable for a sports fan like myself.
I don't know. My wife figured out the Hard Rock Bet app.
Ooh.
And so she knew I was on it because she'll see and I'm over there, you know, making these dumb college basketball 16 parlays and all. And she watched me on it. And then she figured out how to look at the finished bets.
Oh no.
And she was like, you lose a lot. I was like, but look at the green ones, not the red ones. I have some green ones too. you lose a lot. Yeah, I do. And I try to explain to her that the professional gamblers win 52 to 54% of the time.
Yeah.
But like I said, back to my initial point, Donald, I was trying to be right on that argument. I should have just been happy and said, you're right, baby. I lose a lot. I need to stay off this app.
I'm glad my wife doesn't understand the nuances of the Hard Rock app, because if she understood the fact that every time I get a notification with one of those rocket ships on it where they do the odds boost, I have never turned down an odds boost. I don't even care what it is. Anytime I get that notification, and I got to give them credit because a lot of those have won. So it's not like they're just giving me, you know, crap. Like a lot of those boosts do work out, but they give me the notification with the little rocket ship. I can't click that thing fast enough.
I'm in, Dono. We're running together. Luca scores 72. Plus 400. Plus 400. I'm in.
And like when you get on, it's like, I don't even care if it loses. So like it was worth it. It was worth the shot.
We're running together, Dono.
I love it. All right, we got the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour coming your way next here. Hawk and Crowder Show, AM 560 Sports, WQAM.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is milk liquid cow?
Hawk and Crowder.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.